are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and our wonderful Head Start director, Jessica Coffey,
hey,
is in the house. What is going on, Jessica?
Hey, y'all. Not much, Cam. I'm just, you know, trying to keep my head above water.
Just keep
overnight.
Huh?
Did you grow a mole? Or is that a big, huge pimple?
We're on TV.
That turned black.
Oh, my God. She gets on my nerves.
I mean, the people might want to.
I mean, it's hidden, but no, now everybody.
It's hidden.
Oh, my God. I can't stand
you. Who is that?
Oh.
I don't know if I'm talking to you
or
that.
I can't with you.
I'm sorry. Let's start over.
No. Hey, no, it's in there, and it's going to stay, and it's going to cook.
Okay.
Because it's going to come back on you.
Well,
anyway.
What you doing?
Hello, Jessica. How are
you? Hi, Cam. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm ready for football season.
I was going to say, I think I threw you off.
You did. You did. Complete.
Football. Yeah. What?
Oh, it's so fake.
No, I like football.
You do like football, right?
I love football.
Okay. So, yeah. Who's your team?
I mean, UK. For real? For real?
That was just, I
see this show is going to, I don't know.
It's going to be one of them days.
I don't know about this show.
I mean, you just ain't saying nothing right today. I don't know what it is. It's just nothing.
I mean, you like the Cardinals.
That's right. That's right. I love my Cardinals. But see,
I'm consistent with UK. However, I just like football in general.
Okay. See, that's better because UK is not really known for football. So. And most UK fans are not UK football fans.
Yeah. So. I mean, they're not football fans, but they go to the games.
Right. How about that?
You'll see them games packed. Right. Traffic is going to be awful.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of traffic.
My
most unfavorite day of the year has come and passed.
Yes.
And that's the first day of school.
And how did you do?
You know, I waited to I left my house at 9:30 and I was fine.
That's how you avoid the traffic.
But coming home.
Mm.
Oh, even if I leave the office at 6 o'clock, there's just traffic. Like, because now UK and the school systems are in.
Oh, I forgot about UK.
Oh, it's just makes my life
complicated. It's rough. It's just rough out here in these streets.
You know what? This is when I'm tested because sitting in traffic and then people who can't drive or driving slow. Like,
oh my God.
Why are you driving so slow?
You sound like you got some road rage up in you.
I don't have road rage.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Okay. I don't have road rage, but I have, you know, just road etiquette. If you in the way, you know, they remind me of like when you walking in the mall and there's someone in front of you walking like so slow
that
it slows your stride down.
Yeah.
And I don't have a horn to beat
when
I'm in the mall walking.
Right.
But I have a horn.
That's called rage. It's not road rage. You are absolutely right. It's just rage.
No. Why did they give you a horn if they did not want you to use it when you were in your car?
Wow. Yeah.
Can you explain that?
No, I can't. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
It's perfectly.
Then people want to get mad at you if you like. There's a difference in horn blows. Means you're mad, but toot toot means hey, pay attention. The light turned green.
Have you seen Unhinged?
No.
Oh, that's a movie you need to see.
Is it an old movie?
Yes, it is an old movie. And it all starts, well, it starts off the dudes having some issues.
Well, hold up. Who's in it?
Oh, what's his name? He was from
is that
Gladiator.
It ain't Will Smith in.
No.
I'm thinking of a comedy.
Gladiator. But anyway.
I'm thinking of Hitched. Sorry.
Yeah. See, I'm in the vicious movie. Go look it up. Unhinged.
Is it scary? Because I'm not gonna watch it.
It's not scary. It's
suspenseful.
I mean, okay, so here's what's scary for me. Scary movies like, you know,
Freddy Krueger
and all that crap. That's not scary.
What's
scary is real life. When real life things can happen, that's what's scary.
Like Purge. And have you seen Purge?
I can't. Your attention span is just I've seen Purge.
Just go with the flow.
I'm just trying to get this into you, Never mind. Just never mind. Unhinged. Go look at it. It's
it sounds scary. I'm not gonna watch it.
It's not. It's suspenseful.
I don't like suspense.
Well,
I like.
It all starts off the guy. He's having a bad day, and he kills somebody, and somebody blows their horn at him in traffic, and he pursues them relentlessly.
Like unhinged. He don't give up. Just by blowing the horn?
Bruh. That's what I'm saying.
You could have hit your butt.
What?
Right.
You have bruh. One more. Try one.
Go!
Nope.
Bruh.
There you go.
I can't with you. So with that, I think it's time for a very inspirational. I mean, this one's got to knock me off my socks because we've really started
off really
bad. I
might need to find a new one. No,
this one's got to be the one. It's got to be the one. It's time for a coffee break.
Okay, guys, for today's coffee break, I want to say the best revenge is none.
Oh, my God.
Heal. Move on.
Right.
And don't become like those who hurt you.
Okay.
Okay, that ran in line.
That's good. That's good. Cause you got.
I'm not gonna blow no horns anymore.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're
even
not
though that wasn't
that.
Revenge.
That wasn't revenge.
However, you know what? Just cool breeze it. If someone makes you mad, there's no need to match their energy.
That's right. Because there's only certain things that you can control, and you are one of them. Your response is one of them.
Yes. I keep in mind, vengeance is mine,
said the Lord.
Someone
said
that
the
I know.
Lord, yeah.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Yeah. You know what? I don't, this definitely wasn't planned, but everything that's happened so far today is totally appropriate for today's guest.
Yes.
Will you do us
it
the honors?
Is.
Because we need some of this right now.
Listen, this is one of my favorite people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The world, Cam.
The world.
Not in Lexington, but the world.
Not the subdivision.
Because you add that up and it's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have with us Daisy Brown.
Hey, Daisy.
Hello.
She is with Champion Therapy. So I will let you do all your acronyms because I can't keep up with my own.
Uh-huh. So I hate that part.
And, you know, she has Elemental PI behind her name. Uh-huh, all of it. It's
means
all of the
working.
Above.
It
yes.
Just means I've been working.
Mm. Yes. So Daisy it collaborates with us. On different, let's say, mental health and just group counseling, things like that, and supports our goal towards emotional growth and well-being. So thank you for having us.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Yes.
I'm excited. I love our collaboration on mental health and making sure everybody is well so that they're not horning people or becoming unhinged.
Mm.
You know, that's the
unhinged, huh?
We're trying to make sure people don't become unhinged. And so, or, you know, start doing a purge. So I appreciate, you know, the fact that we get to come together and make sure those things don't happen in real life.
Help me.
So what I would like to start off talking about is, well, part of your background. I know, you know, working with individuals is one thing, but I want to know about how it is working with agencies and groups and how can that affect, you know, the trajectory of where that, say, company is going.
I think to work with groups or an agency, it changes the culture of the agency because now it's not just, okay, it's one thing if one person goes to therapy or if we put it like this, okay, if the whole house is sick and one person gets help but they come back into a sick house, then they get sick again.
Right.
So if you have it where the whole agency is well, then that means you have a well agency. And if there's only one person or a couple people that's sick, the healthy people can actually work on the person that's sick and be like, hey, you really need to go get therapy. You really need to go get some help. I was the same way. I understand. Now look at me. I'm different. So working together as a group makes the whole agency become better. Mm-hmm. Or you're at least able to identify sick people.
Right.
And kind of stay away from sick people because, right. like, you're not feeling well. Mm. I'm going to go this way until you go get you some help. So that's kind of how it is. It makes it so that the whole agency looks different. And then you can also recognize sickness and not match that energy.
It's the matching that...
That's a struggle.
It's the matching what?
The matching energy.
That you want?
Because if you talk... Example. If you talk to me crazy,
uh-huh.
it's depending on how I feel that day,
right.
what you gonna get.
I know.
And it might be crazy. But of course, we don't want that to happen. Just like the little quote said, basically,
That's
you
right.
don't have to match people's energy.
You don't.
So looking within
mm-hmm.
is yes. important to identify how you interact with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think... Knowing before you walk out the house uh-huh. where you are, like doing a self-evaluation before you walk out the house, before you get out of the bed,
yeah.
to know exactly what you have. So the way I kind of deem it is looking at your emotional budget. Like
uh-huh.
if you don't, so same way with your checking account. If you look at your checking account and you know that you only got this amount of money in there,
yeah.
to spend more than that. It's going to overdraw your account.
Okay.
Emotionally, before you get out of bed, if you know you only have a certain amount in your emotional budget, and mm-hmm. if you respond to that person mm-hmm. that way, you're going to overdraw your account for the rest of the day, it's mm-hmm. better for you not to even purchase that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, that's what they that's what they're going through, and if I respond that way, I'm going to be negative all day long.
What
I
happens
like
when Apple Pay takes it out and you didn't know it?
Mm-hmm. Apple likes to take everything out before
See,
you know
I like
it.
That because I compare my day. Am I having a Beyonce day? Y'all know I love her. Mm-hmm. Or Miss Seeley day.
Oh,
it's please. One of the two.
Sometimes mine is not a living dead. Is that hand going to come up out the grave or is she going to stay asleep? You know, it just depends.
So Daisy works with our Head Start parents and our staff here at Community Action Council offering mental health services. So where are you at? What's the name of your...
So it's a Champion Therapy Center. You can reach out to us at 859-359-8352. When you call and talk to the admin, let them know that you are calling from Community Action so that we'll know exactly how to bill and what paperwork to send. And we offer services 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, virtual and in person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a parent that is just struggling trying to gather life, because parenting is hard,
mm-hmm.
and you never know how your kid's going to wake up on what day.
Mm.
And so you can be like, okay, I'm having a good day, and your child be like, I want to wear these hot boots during the summertime.
With a hoodie.
With a hoodie. And you're like, and you can always tell when the child wins, because when they come out and they're not matching at all, the parents say, you got
they
it.
Won.
Whatever they you want to wear, go right here. They mm-hmm. won today.
The hoodie it's with the shorts.
It's just like, oh, they had a fight.
I'm
and
reflecting.
They won.
So how would you say if someone came to you and said, you know, mental health ain't nothing wrong with me. You know, there's so much, you know, negativity on saying mental health. Mm-hmm. How could you help someone get past that to get the support that they need?
Well, I believe that everybody has mental health. Everybody does not have mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So mental health is your mind, your emotions, your will, your intellect. Everyone has that because we all have that. Mental illness is when it starts affecting your daily living.
I like
everything
that.
About you. Like when you don't want to get out of bed, when you don't want to wash yourself, when you don't want to brush your teeth, when you don't want to.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, okay, you need to probably talk to somebody. The more we normalize talking to somebody, the
mm-hmm.
more it becomes normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody needs somebody to talk to. Your girlfriends and your homies are tired of hearing it. And so that's mm-hmm. when you start paying somebody to mm-hmm. listen to you and give you sound wisdom, because when you have the pen and you're writing the narrative, your narrative isn't always the right narrative. And so sometimes you need somebody else to be like, what's your proof behind
yeah.
that? And so making it normal to talk to somebody. Everybody needs somebody to talk to. It's just
yeah.
like, it doesn't mean, you know, back in the day, oh, if you're talking to a therapist, you're crazy. All of us are a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
so just join the rest right. of us over here.
Yeah.
That I'm a therapist with a therapist, because mm-hmm. I need somebody to talk to too. I need somebody to help me organize my life and rationalize what I'm going through. And so it's normal to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good to hear that a therapist has a therapist, mm-hmm. because, you know, you wouldn't want to work out with a trainer who doesn't work out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I think that's great to hear that, you know, you receive that support as well.
Absolutely. He tells me all about myself on a regular basis. He does, and I keep showing up paying that copay.
Ain't that it? We are talking with Daisy Brown. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but you are listening to Look Who's Talking.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's commaction.org.
You are listening to Look Who's Talking. Our guest today is Daisy Brown. But just for those Head Start parents that are listening, are you really listening? Today's Head Start word of the day is transformative. Transformative. All right, Daisy. Before we went to the break, we were talking about, I don't know, what were we talking about? Trying to get into a groove? What were we talking about?
I think we're focusing in on how to find your rhythm now that school is back in and work is back in and all the things, and what worked last year might not work this year, and not being so hard on yourself if you haven't mastered it in the very beginning of school starting. If you haven't mastered how to get homework done and cook dinner and all the things, and how that can be really a traumatic thing in your mind, because sometimes we are our worst critic.
If we haven't
mastered it, if we're not, you know, A1 parent, we can be very hard on ourselves. And I find that traumatic events or crisis happen as change happens. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a child that is now going to elementary school and they've been home with you all this time, right, or one going to middle school or high school, in your mind that can feel like a crisis, because I'm like, oh my God, my child is growing up. What am I going to do? And so having grace for yourself and patience with yourself if you haven't perfected everything you think you should have perfected, I would say. And so as a therapist, I'd be like, okay, the rhythm may be different this year. Right. And it's okay that the rhythm is different, but sometimes we try to be who we were.
That also makes me think about when parents have multiple children and what they did with the first one is different than what they did with the second one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then they think, oh my gosh, I did something wrong, but it may be you have different kids.
None of them are the same.
Oh.
The way they respond is different. How they talk to you. You can have a child that's very emotional. You can have a child that's very assertive or aggressive. You can have one that, I remember one time a parent came in and said, I have 4 daughters, and this one, you know, we never knew that she was even in the room. She was so quiet. She was perfect. And I was just like, there is no such thing.
Mm.
And so when she started displaying emotions, and they were a lot of emotions, they were thrown off.
Yeah.
Because it was like, and it was like, no, we all have emotions. We just respond differently. Mm-hmm. And now it's her time to respond, and y'all don't like the way she responded.
Right.
And so all children are a little different, and being okay because you were given these kids. You have what it takes to make sure that child is successful, but you can't put them all in a box. It's not going to work. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
Yeah.
And them too.
I think my parents learned that the hard way when I came along. Okay. Listen. I know I test they gangster. I did. But I thank y'all for sticking with me.
Oh, they stuck by you.
Stay. Help, Lord.
Stuck. Yeah, all of my kids are different. All of them are different. I have the assertive one. I have a couple sneakies that I'll be like, okay, I need the Holy Ghost and read between the lines to see exactly what they're doing because they're not going to tell me.
Right.
Yeah. And it doesn't change. Let me go ahead and set people free. When they turn 18, it does not change.
It does not.
How bad they need you, it doesn't change. Mm-hmm. I know they said 18, they lied.
Right, right.
They lied to us because they still
coming.
Need you.
They keep coming.
Yeah. But and you know what? That goes in line with having staff, too.
Mm-hmm.
I learned, it wasn't necessarily the hard way, but I learned that, oh, I see why I'm not getting this result from this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't operate that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be the change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of people, whether it's through family life or through work life, you're expecting someone else to change.
Mm-hmm.
And you might need a look in the mirror first.
Yeah, I think knowing, and I remember doing this with the administrative staff when we did the retreat, knowing how people work, like knowing their personality, also shows you how to get the best out of them.
Yeah.
Because some people want the assertive communication, and some people need just facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and once you know exactly how your staff works, you can actually get the best out of them. But if you expect them all to respond like you,
everybody
don't respond real well to assertive communication.
Yeah.
Some people just give me the facts, give me what you need, and I'll run with it from there. And so when we did the personality assessments, we figured out, this is the people over here, and these are the people over here, and this is how you get the best out of both worlds.
Yeah.
Because everybody has something to offer.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to get it from them.
That part. Like, I'm such a to-the-point person.
Yeah.
If you ask me a question, say it's yes or no, and I'll be like, no. And people get offended. And I'm like, did you not ask me?
Mm.
And, you know, some people want that. Well, not at this time. However, we can look. No, I'm not going to look back. It's no.
ChatGPT helps with that.
I know. Hey, and I'm just learning that instead of writing rewording ChatGPT, reword politely.
Mm.
I learned that last week.
Have mercy. So one of the things that we just recently had our men's group, and we had Daisy as a guest there because.
The Head Start men's group.
Yes. I'm sorry. What did I say?
No, you just said men's group.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Head Start men's group. Anyway, we men have, in my opinion, she can correct me if I'm wrong, men have more issues of letting out our emotions, letting people in, letting our problems be known. And one of the things in our group is that we once we get to talking, we will talk in a you know, free environment. But once we get to talking, then we realize, oh, I'm dealing with the same thing. Oh, I'm dealing with the same thing. And, you know, we could be homies. We could be right there together and never know because that's just the difference. So in reaching those type of, you know, reaching men, that's a different animal, is it not?
It is. Men, it takes some time for them to feel comfortable expressing their emotions. Mm-hmm. I will say once they start expressing their emotions, I want to say this to women and men, don't weaponize their emotions against them.
Yes.
Don't, once they become vulnerable with you, don't, when you all get into an argument or something like that, do not use that against them because then trying to get them to talk to you again will be a problem because they trusted you with something that they've kept dear. And so once they get to talking, don't weaponize that against them. Because
the
if you do, then it's going to take the jaws of life and the AED machine to get them to start back talking to you again. Mm-hmm. So when they start, listen and allow them to express their emotions, but giving them that safe space to be able to say that they're scared and they don't know and they don't understand, and don't use that against them. Because you say you want them to talk, and then when they start talking, then it turns into something else. And then you're looking at them, and they're a dead man walking. Well, why don't you talk to me? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I tried that.
Right.
And so I also tell the men, make sure if they do that, you challenge them and say, that's not okay. You're not allowed to do that. I want to be with you and I want to talk to you, but you can't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do y'all be talking about when y'all around each other?
We talk about everything. Clearly
you're not talking about your emotions.
Right. Because
I'm calling, girl, guess what happened?
One of the funniest things for me is once men identify that this is a safe place, hey, we talking. Mm-hmm. We talking. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, it'd be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So that's another reason why we invite different guests in, specifically dealing with different topics. Because my worst fear is opening up a can of worms and then ain't got no way to get them back in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why Daisy was there in our men's group to, you know, help facilitate that and get some help, you know, resources. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that that was a big stress for us is that you have resources. You have options. And not to make a permanent decision on a temporary solution or
situation.
Permanent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key. That's not just the man. That's all of us. That's all of us. We're all going through things. We're all handling it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you have resources available to you to help you make those decisions.
Right. Absolutely. I'll tell anybody, whatever you do, whatever you're feeling like right now, it's not going to be that way permanently. If you think about the seasons always change, mm-hmm. whether you want them to change or not. Like, I don't want fall to come because I like summer. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It's going to come anyway.
It's coming.
And so in your lifetime, when things are happening with you and you find that, oh, my God, it's never going to get better. First of all, this is how you know it's a lie. Never is a long time.
Yes,
and
right.
we haven't met never yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when mind you say never, that's already the lie.
That's mm-hmm.
Because anytime you use an absolute, you know that that's not right. So in your mind, if you're sitting there thinking this is never going to get any better, that's not true. The season will change. Do not make a permanent decision based on a temporary situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you find that you are in a place where you're thinking and you know you're not thinking right and you don't feel safe with yourself, pick up the phone, mm-hmm. call 859-359-8352. Do not take your life. Now, I become very direct when it comes down to this, and I'm not afraid of it.
Right.
Do not take your life, because I would prefer you being angry with me and alive than dead and I have to go to your funeral. I can't explain that to your children. There is not enough tears that I can wipe to make them feel okay that you're not here for prom, you're not here for weddings, you're not here for those things. They need you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So make sure that if you're feeling unsafe with yourself, that you pick up the phone and you call 859-359-8352, because we need you. We want you. And the world will be a better place as long as you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I know I shifted that for just
a
second.
Like
no, that's what we need to shift.
It's necessary.
That's needed.
And I take mm-hmm. every advantage on that one. So.
Amen.
Absolutely. She said amen.
That's
but that's something that's definitely needed. And, it's just being able to encourage our parents. There is a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things that we are all going through. And one thing, too, is even if you're not going through it, give grace, because you don't know what the people next to you are going through. Unhinged, you need to go watch it.
Yeah. You know what? And yesterday, I felt like I had a bad day at work. And, I went to eat after because I said, oh, I'm going to get a nice meal for this day.
Uh-huh.
And there was this little boy. And his name was Jackson. And he was just talking to me, the sweetest little 4-year-old I've ever met.
Oh.
And when we were about to leave, he was like, do you want to walk out with us? And grab my hand.
Oh.
And his parents were just smiling. Like, little things like that.
Yeah.
Like, and that made me think you don't know what people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small little child, like, changed my day.
Absolutely.
That quick.
Absolutely.
So, be nice.
Well, I also say, you don't know what people are going through, and thank God you don't.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, when you're looking at someone on the corner holding a sign and you're like, I don't understand, thank God you don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if there's somebody that's selling their body, thank God you don't understand why they would have to do that.
Right.
Like,
right.
So before you judge, thank God that you don't have that. That's not
Absolutely.
Your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm glad that there are some things I don't understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't have no point of reference, and that right. means I was kept from that thing.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
But I have grace for the people who weren't kept from
absolutely.
It. But on career day, nobody said they wanted to be an addict. They right. didn't say right. they wanted to be a prostitute. They usually mm-hmm. said teachers or something. But sometimes life happens, and mm-hmm. it's different. And so just be grateful that some things you don't understand.
Right.
That's the truth. That's the truth about it right there.
Yeah, so.
Well, listen. Daisy, I am so excited.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, Because
I was about to say, honey, this show,
right.
somebody listening to this show is going to receive what they need.
That is right.
And they are going to be blowing your phone up. That's what I believe.
Call That's me. What we
okay.
need.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. What's that number?
It is 859-359-8352, the Champion Therapy Center. Let them know that you're calling from Community Action, and we will get you in and make sure that you have the help that you need.
Now, this show is not just... with Community Action Council. You must be a Head Start parent or a staff member.
But you can still call the number.
Of
if you,
Community Action Council.
You can still call the number if you're not, but
That's
just
right.
don't say Community Action.
Right.
But you can say you heard from this podcast.
Yeah, you could say
okay,
that.
Yes.
And what's the name of this podcast? Just one more time.
Look Who's Talking.
Look Who's Woo-hoo. Talking. Okay. That's who you've been listening to. Tell a friend, tell your neighbor, share the show. Put us out there, right? Uh-huh. All right.
Tell your cousins, friends.
I keep it up.
Telling them.
Slide them.
We here.
Thanks for listening.